Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Mount Union Juniors Molly Hinkle and Liana Sweezer, who are leading a project to put together backpacks filled with essential items and warm clothes for homeless and domestic abuse shelters. This is the first part of a two-part interview. Tell me how this project started.
So we had an original project, which was to propose something that we wanted to change in our school to members of the school board and to teachers. So once we got that done, we realized that there are other issues that we could fix also, not just in our school, but also in the surrounding communities. So Molly actually came up with this idea, was to help homeless in the area. And the original idea was just to help homeless of Iowa City, because we've noticed a lot of homeless there. But we've had such an immense response to this that we realized that we can help homeless in a bunch of the surrounding areas.
What is it that you guys have been collecting for this?
We've had a lot of donations of backpacks. We've had non-perishable items, toiletries like shampoo, soap, deodorant. We've also had a lot of school supplies, rulers, pencils, crayons, markers, a lot of comfort items just to keep people busy.
When did this start collecting everything?
I'd say probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I pitched it in class, and then we wrote everything up, started sharing it everywhere, and then the next day we already had donations. We've had parents bring stuff in, teachers, students. I know my mom brought in quite a few things. We've even had just random donations. We don't even know who brought them in. They just drop them off. And some people, like Brooke McCarter, who works at the school, she's been a huge help with I think she's provided 50 or 60 backpacks. We've gotten a huge response, way bigger than we ever expected.
How did the word spread? Was it an email sent out?
We wrote up a letter. We gave it to every student we could in the school. And then we posted that on Facebook. I posted it. Miss Tranmer posted it. And then we shared it to different groups in the area, Buy, Sell, Trade. Mm-hmm. There's a few Winfield groups of older community members. There's just community members in general that shared it on their own pages. And I think within the first hour, we had 30 shares on the post, because everyone was just sharing it everywhere. I've gotten messages from so many people saying how good of an idea it was and how many people are gonna bring stuff. It's pretty cool. I didn't expect so many people to be into it so quickly. And we've gotten so much response, positive, and I'm really happy with what we've gotten so far.
What is the next step in this backpack project?
We have a cutoff date, and once we get all our donations in, we're going to compile what we have together, see how much we have of what else we need, and then we're taking cash donations, and we're going to go get whatever to fill in, and then we'll make a list of what needs to go in each backpack, and then we'll start making those, and then we'll start distributing them.
Stephanie mentioned that the initial date for collecting stuff was December 6th, but have you set a new date?
I think because of events that we wanted to hold to get more awareness for it, I think we're going to end up pushing it back until December 17th, but I'm sure majority of the donations will probably be in by the 6th, which is next week?
Yeah.
Next week.
By then, we'll just be packing things together and sorting things out and making a plan for distributing the items.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about, you mentioned events as far as spreading the word about your guys' program.
At basketball games and wrestling meets, we have a table set up, and we have a box for donations, and we have flyers that we hand out. And then Miss Trammer has a friend, a hypnotist friend, that is willing to come and do a performance and kind of set up something to get in, you have to donate to be able to get in. It's something we're still trying to work out, but we definitely thought it was a cool idea to have an event that you have to donate something to get into.
Who all is involved with this backpack program? Is it the junior class?
Yeah, the class of 2019, our junior class, is running this, and we have had some help from other classes that Ms. Tranmere has. The seventh graders and freshmen, I think, have helped a bit with her organization of this project. So,
why was this project of such importance to you both?
Well, I think there are so many people that need our help, and especially since it's the holiday season, and there's no one that they can go to. We're going to get a lot this holiday season, and they're getting nothing, so we thought that it would be good to try and give back to those people.
I've always wanted to help people. I like making as much of a change as I can. I've been in situations where I've had a lot less than others have, so I know how it feels. So I think just giving something to them this holiday season to make their day or their year, their lifetime, I think it'd be really helpful and just help them look on the brighter side so they can have a brighter future.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Winfield Mount Union Juniors Molly Hinkle and Liana Sweezer, who are in the midst of their backpacks for the homeless program. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.